All right, let's make a show.
Yeah. Did you guys know that June 1st is National Flip a Coin Day?
What do you want to do? Do you want to, like, pick a couple of ideas and then flip a coin?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think we can put this down to a coin flip.
Oh, hang on. Let me just grab a coin.
Oh, yeah. Good.
All right. And here we go. That's heads.
All right, heads.
That is heads as well.
Oh, you also have a coin. That's cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Huh.
But we haven't actually picked what we're... How does this work?
Okay.
Well, it's heads. Now we know what we're doing.
I mean, it's really just a cold open. This is just to frame the premise. It doesn't matter!
And there it is. Okay, all right.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
I'm Merc.
Whoa. We like to stick together.
They speak as one. They speak for the trees.
Someone asked you.
That's right. It's you guys or Danny DeVito. He was the Lorax, right? I never saw that one. Don't care to.
I might watch it for Danny DeVito, if that's true.
Yeah. I'll watch anything for Danny DeVito.
Oh, he's the best.
You'd watch anything for Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
The O in
Oklahoma?
If he Oklahoma?
Puts his car, he's like, watch called? My car for a while, I'll watch his car.
The
for
O
a while,
in something,
whatever.
Where he hooks up with Parker Posey. Yeah, why are we watching that right now? Let's just watch that.
Yeah
okay. I'll watch that.
But first, the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
All right, first up on the news, and this is strictly for me, it's something I love. I'm a huge Highlander fan. I'm a huge nipple fan.
Loves nips.
Yes.
I said impulse, but okay, what the hell?
Oh, I heard nipples.
Well, you hear what you want to hear.
I guess so. Highlander nip slip.
There can be only one.
Highlander, like the original Christopher Lambert movie from 1986, I believe, is getting a reboot. And they've been talking about rebooting it for forever. The John Wick director, Chad Stahelski, I'm saying that wrong, but who cares? He is locked in to do this, apparently, and rumors are circulating that Henry Cavill is signing on to be something part of that movie. Like, exactly what character, if they're going to take the actual Connor McLeod character or do something else, who knows? But you can tell from The Witcher, he does all his own sword stunts. He's very versatile with a sword. He's very comfortable with stunts. He would be amazing. And throw in John Wick, dude. It's going to be so cool. I'm very excited about
it. So we joked about it in the pre-show, but I mean, he's demonstrated his ability to grow a mustache. So he could
be
Ramirez. He could be the Kurgan.
There's that, too, because he is a big dude, and he could be a big, scary dude.
That's just what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, and that's actually the first thing I thought, was that, I'm like, oh, he's awfully big, because it's, like, in the original...
He's an awfully big fella, isn't he?
Christopher Lambert is a pretty small guy, and it's like he's the underdog against the big Kurgan. And we're like, oh, maybe Henry's playing a bad guy, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
He's good at it. We've seen him do that before. He's pretty good at it, actually. I like legitimately love Henry Cavill in everything
me too.
Except the thing we're all thinking of right now. And on that note, I have to move on to the news of the day because they've just announced that there will be a new Superman animated series coming, I think, to HBO Max. So they've And this is kind of big news, because Superman, I don't think, he's had animated stuff, but as far as, like, something that's just a Superman animated series, and you think of the 90s show, or, like, earlier cartoons, like the old serials and whatnot, but, so, it's called My Adventures with Superman, and it sort of deals, the main three characters, basically, it sort of revolves around Clark and Lois and Jimmy, you know, kind of a younger...
A love triangle.
Yeah, yes. So I think they're all kind of up-and-coming reporters and stuff. They're all, like, they look a little bit on the younger side, but sort of, like, maybe kind of when Clark is first starting out, maybe. that's at least how it looks. The art design is very bright, very colorful, very, I kind of love it, actually. It's like, it's very owning, like, a bright, hopeful tone. I wish I knew who did the character designs, but, something I have to note, like, a thing came out, actually, like, I don't know if it leaked or whatnot, but I guess there was initial character designs that looked to be the same kind of on model as what the actual, they released, called Superman Up and Away, which I guess was probably the working title of the show until they called My Adventures with Superman, and I kind of wish they stuck with Superman Up and Away. That's a,
yeah,
I think that's a better title, but whatever. So yeah, so Superman is very much like has the trunks. He's a little bit like, he has like the Superman symbol on the belt a little bit, and little tweaks, but nothing too major. It's just a classic Superman costume. He's not like a giant brick house. Like, he's got like broad shoulders and like a strong upper body, but otherwise is like drawn relatively.
But he's got a bit of a tummy.
He's not like super duper like.
But he has fringe. No ass. It's just flat. Mm.
And his hair is just like it's thinning everywhere.
He's got a super toupee.
Great.
He's young, but he's got a thinning pate.
It happens. It happens to all three of us.
It happens to all of us who are in this room right now. Yes.
Yeah. Great. cool. But yeah, he's not drawn overly big, but then they have like Clark, which seems to borrow a little bit from kind of the Quietly Zone, where he's kind of got like a big sweater on. And Clark has like the messier hair and the glasses, obviously, and Superman's got like the classic kind of look there. And it does actually a really good job showing how, much like Quietly did, how different the two can look if you really work that into the design. Because like, he's got a body that sometimes Superman's drawn like a refrigerator, and it's like, well, there's zero chance Clark doesn't also look like a refrigerator. So they did it in a good balance way. And also for the cast, Jack Quaid from The Boys, Huey from The Boys, is playing Clark Kent and Superman.
Oh, he's playing... Really? I thought you were going to say Jimmy Olsen.
No.
Yeah.
Who did they have playing Jimmy Olsen? Alicia Yaffe? Because he did that voice before.
I don't know who's playing Jimmy Olsen, but yeah, so Jack Quaid, which I kind of like because he's got a pretty... You know, I feel like he could do it, but also be very approachably voiced. Like, he doesn't seem like he's... like tough, like a god or something. Yeah. He just seems like kind of like... Just a dude.
That's cool. Yep.
And Lois Lane is played by Alice Lee, who I think was Zoe's Impossible Playlist or something. I haven't really seen her in anything, but...
I'm 36.
Yeah, exactly. We're too old for this. Yeah, so that's all I know. And they sort of look like they might have kind of... And Jimmy Olsen is black in this, but like kind of like... But he very much looks like Jimmy Olsen. Like, he's like...
Yeah.
I think of like Supergirl, where like Mikhail Brooks is like just ripped, tall...
He's a brick shithouse.
Yeah.
Way too handsome a dude. Like, he's just like, oh, like Superman standing next to you looks like a little dork. So...
Yeah.
So, like, Jimmy's, like, a skinny
little guy. I'm your photographer!
Guy. Yeah. He's got, like, a tie and, like, a, you know, he evokes Jimmy so well. I'm very excited for this.
Nice.
Welcome to the warm-up!
This week we've got a quiz that's all about Two-Face, because we're talking about Two-Face this week. This is a quiz all about Two-Face's various actors. So, luckily, there have only been 5 of them that I'm aware of. So, this is, whoever gets 5 points wins. Name this actor who has played Two-Face. So,
Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, shut up. When I say so.
Do I get a point? Oh.
No. All right, this Two-Face actor works every time.
Billy T. Williams.
Billy G. Williams.
Well, I guess you both get the point.
That's fair.
That's good. Okay, this Two-Face actor would say that one person is smart, but two people are dumb, panicky, stupid animals.
Tommy Lee Williams, or Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Billy
D. Jones.
Tommy Lee Williams.
Billy D. Williams and Tommy Lee Jones just fuse together.
They do the dance, and they are Tommy Lee Williams. And they've got the vest. And that's
Tommy D. Eckhart.
Okay, Bri, you're editing this episode. That's the image.
Please, God, yeah. Oh, boy, I better get work on that soon.
Okay, all right. This Two-Face actor would be the most likely to leave with aliens in the last episode of a show. Name that Two-Face.
Leave with aliens in the last episode of the show.
Aaron Eckhart. That's the only other one I know.
Shatner?
Neither of you get that. It's Richard Mole, Bull from Night Court, who voiced Two-Face in Batman the Animated Series.
Who is really my definitive Two-Face, at least. Yeah. How did I miss that one?
I forgot that he... But where did the aliens come in?
Well, because Bull left with aliens in the last episode of Night Court.
He just beamed away.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it was weird.
About Night Court.
I remember watching that. Court. I watched that episode live that night, and I was just like, what? And nobody, you know, like the last episode of Seinfeld or something, being like, oh, everyone's got an opinion. I'm just like, nobody's got an opinion about the last episode of Night Court, so it's good to know I'm in good company.
It gave me nightmares.
Yeah, it was weird.
Night Courtmares. And it wasn't until 30 Rock, many years later, that I got closure.
That's, yeah.
Okay, this Two-Face actor... One could say he's got a presidential look, or...
Aaron Eckhart.
End of the question. Other people might say he looks more like a Frankenstein.
Aaron Eckhart.
He got it. It's fine. He got it!
Yeah, it's Aaron Eckhart. In such films as White House Down and I, Frankenstein.
Oh, that was such a bad movie. I, Frankenstein is horrible.
More like horrible. We, Frankenstein. Yeah. More like We, Frankenstein.
More like no thank you for saying Frankenstein.
No Frankenstein. No. All right, and finally, this Two-Face actor knows that risk is our business. Risk is our business.
Jeremy Irons.
Bry said it earlier.
Shatner.
It's Shatner.
When was
risk
he?
Risk our business. From?
So William Shatner played Two-Face in the Batman 66 animated movie that came out a few years ago.
Batman versus Two-Face.
Yeah.
Oh,
Which I think is perfect because, you know, he was young at the time. It was the mid 60s. He should have been Two-Face. And
he might be a bit Two-Faced, so I think he's ideal for the role.
Yeah. And that's that segment.
That's it.
There we go.
You tied.
Whew. It's been a long day in court. I may be Gotham's district attorney, but I'm not invincible. Even Harvey Dent needs a little coffee to keep himself going. Thank goodness I got a coffee subscription from Rosencrantz Coffee. This Tale of Two Beans coffee sure hits the spot. Two. What is it about that number two? Oh, who's there?
Mr. Dent? It's almost 2 p.m. Sal Moroni's on the stand next.
Yes, thank you. I'll be right out. I'm looking forward to it. 2 o'clock, 2:02 again. Oh, lots of twos. Oh, that probably doesn't mean anything. Delicious. Well, I've got the coffee in my system and I'm ready to go. I have a feeling nothing can go wrong today.
Now back to the show, brought to you by Rosencrantz Roasting Company. Check out their tasty brews at rnccoffee.ca and get 10% off your order with the promo code ZEROISSUES.
What the f***?
Going off of that, we're in the main topic. Obviously, we're talking about Two-Face. But... you were talking about William Shatner worked into yours, and I was going to bring that up as part of the episode because, you know, that was one of the rare villains that was not in that Batman 66 show.
So there was a script written with Two-Face in mind, though.
Yes, there was, and you're aware of this. So we
and
can
who wrote
both
who wrote that script?
Harlan Ellison.
Yeah,
he got two shout-outs in two episodes. What is happening here?
Well, we're all miserable.
You just see Batman and Robin jumping into like a mystical portal.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
the Bat computer keeping them alive for thousands of years.
So apparently, yeah. So they initially felt that he was like too grim of a character for like children and the tone of the show. But then, like when towards the end in like the third season, I think when ratings were dropping like a stone, they were like, "Well, maybe we'll bring him in." So that's when that sort of happened. But apparently, I don't know if you know who they had in mind or who was attached potentially to play the character at the time.
No, who
and
was
this
it?
Is. Based on internet research, so I don't know that it's true or accurate, but apparently Clint Eastwood.
What?
Whoa.
Because, oh man. Okay. When I was doing my notes, I thought about this same thing, that I was like, you know what? He was never in the original show. And I was I was going to play a little thing of like, who would we cast? And when I was looking at names, I thought Clint Eastwood. I'm like, no, but not Clint Eastwood. Ah, apparently. That's crazy.
So Clint Eastwood and William Shatner were in mind for the exact same version of that character. That's fun.
Wow.
Apparently, too, like, the initial idea was that he would be, instead of the district attorney, he would be, like, a TV news reporter who got disfigured from... I'd read two reports saying either a camera exploded or, like, a light went off in his face and made him two-faced.
It was a mag light.
Yeah.
Those things are dangerous.
That's right. Really same. Not let anyone have one of those. Or no, a cosmic cube.
Especially not Benjamin J. Graham.
So that script actually got adapted into an issue of the Batman 66 comic.
Yes, it did. Which I have not read. Did this? We both had this as part of our notes.
Did we both watch the same 30-minute video?
I went down a Wikipedia rabbit hole that led me to other sources, but you know that's where most internet videos come from anyway. So you know, same difference. Yeah, so it was in 2015, they released that as, like, a Batman 66 The Lost episode. I mean, comic form. And just read it and pretend you're looking at Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And then watch the animated movie with William Shatner and feel like nothing makes sense anymore. Technically, they got to have, like, a Gorshin and John Astin situation where two people played the same character without it ever happening on the show at all. And isn't that the most Batman 66 thing you can imagine?
Okay, so going off that, who would you cast? Like, in thinking of that time, like, obviously Clint Eastwood. Nobody now. But is that who you think would be the best choice?
I mean, yeah, like, kinda.
Yeah.
I'd love Shatner, too, honestly. I think either of them would be great.
Shatner of the time, would be good. I wrote down Kirk Douglas.
Ooh, that's not bad.
DeForest Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm just doing Star Trek people
Ricardo
now.
Montalban.
Ooh, okay.
I think Ricardo Montalban could put such a flair to that. That would be delightful.
Yeah. And his henchmen would be named like 2 and 4. No odd numbers in Two-Face's crew.
No, not at all. Number two is number one in Two-Face's crew.
So I was reading Two-Face stuff, you know, in prep for this. And the thing that sort of came to me was that, you know, something that's been done a lot over the years is that Batman tries to cure Two-Face some ways. You know, he'll try to get him surgery. He'll try to get him psychological counseling. He's almost like he's, you know, Two-Face is to Batman as Ben Grimm is to Reed Richards. Where it's like, I screwed this guy up through work that I did, and it's one of my things is trying to fix him.
Kyle, I want to let you know that our notes are identical.
That's an interesting idea. I never really thought about that. I always saw him as almost like if very similar in terms of Batman and Bruce Wayne heading in the same direction. They encounter something horrible in their life, whereas. Yeah. Bruce took it and made it a strength and made like a commitment. I'm going to do this and be good. And Harvey just went the other direction and just went. So that's why it's like they split off being the same kind of off the same path. And that's why Bruce is always like, I corrected this and like I corrected myself. I became stronger from it. You can do the same thing. And it always tries to go back to that to bring him kind of back on the rails when he never can. So it's like always that a character he can actually connect with and identify with as opposed to the rest of his rogues gallery.
Yeah, you're right. Bruce Wayne did fix all his mental issues.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. I feel like that's always whenever they have a take on the character where he's like specifically Bruce Wayne's friend. I feel like that works so well, and I feel like it makes sense because like it seems like that's one of those characters where Batman doesn't seem to want to give up on. Like he can reach him, he just wants to reach him. Mm. And honestly, why I think that makes Harvey Dent a compelling enough character without Two-Face that they keep doing that in the comics, where they have him cured for a time, and they have him redeemed for a time, and then having a relapse, and it's just like this.
I mean, there was the time in the whole, in the 52 countdown, 1 year later thing, where he, like, you know, all the Bat family left Gotham for a year, and he was Gotham's protector.
Yeah. Because it makes perfect sense. Like, he's very damaged character, but he has the possibility, he has the potential,
yeah.
Absolutely. And again, that's what kind of like the Dark Knight movie got well, because he really has what it takes to be as much of a hero for Gotham as Batman. It's just, he just can't overcome that trauma.
Can we talk about the split suits and the killer fashion?
Oh, it's so
sure. Good.
I think that's what makes that character for
me. What do you like? Purple and orange, or black and white?
I like... Like, in the older ones, where they were just, like, the weird plaid and horrible color mixed with another like, it wasn't, like, good and bad. It was just, like, oh, two horrible suits that you just melded together. Yeah,
you'd think Harvey Dent would dress a little nicer. Two-Face I can get, but Harvey Dent? Like, what the fuck, yeah. Man?
You're a lawyer. Come
he
on.
He looks like Mac Tonight.
I kind of enjoyed the Tommy Lee Williams or whatever the
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones version, I'm just
No,
joking.
It's Tommy Lee Williams.
It is.
It works half the time.
Where he had, like, the regular side, and then it was just, like animal print, like, complete over-the-top insanity.
He had, everything was a different kind of animal print.
Oh, it was bonkers, yeah. Like, costume design-wise, that worked for me.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think it about does it for that episode. Who are we?
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Did I spell that right? Who cares?
You nailed it.
You can find it, Merc on Facebook, Merconaut, like Astronaut on Instagram.
You can also find all of this stuff on our website, zeroissues.com. We're all linked there. But I'm Bri Kotick, and you can find me at welcometohereafter.com, which I'm really hope I update soon. I'm so close to the end. You can also find me at BryKotyk on social media, just not Twitter, because it's the worst thing that exists.
And I am Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on any of your social medias, though on Instagram, it's mostly going to be pictures relating to The Last Drive-In. Love that show. I watched Maniac Cop 1 and 2 last night.
Ah, right on.
They had a long interview with Bruce Campbell. It was pretty great.
I need to watch that.
You can have my Shudder subscription. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ooh. All right, we'll see you next week. Zero Issues.
Let the law handle it. The law! Here's the only law. The law of averages. The great equalizer.
Did you guys know that June 1st is National Flip a Coin Day?
Somewhere.
It's gotta be.
And, it's gotta be.
I don't know. Do you guys want to, like, flip a coin and see what we're going to do for this episode?
I mean, I got a coin right here. I'd be happy to.
Oh, ready? Hey, let's do it.
Flip it. Flip it for real.
Oh, it's tails.
Tails. Miles, tails per hour. On a coin? Yes. Amazing. You got the Sonic Collector's coin? Oh, man, you're so cool.
I plug this Knuckles coin into it, and it makes it unable to go into any vending machines. But also, it can glide?
Pretty cool. Love that, Nux.
Tails.
Chili dogs. Way past cool.
As is this episode. Ah!
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues. Zero Issues.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Brian.
I'm Merc.
Whoa!
Ah!
You guys are always talking at the same time.
We're as aggressive as Knuckles.
You guys got attitude. When you should really be having gratitude.
I prefer attitude.
Oh, okay.
That's how I spell gratitude.
It's great attitude. It's short for great attitude. It's a portmanteau. Should we just jump right to the news, you think?
That's a good idea.
Fine.
Current Zero News Flash.
I'm going to start with, there's a new Darkhawk series coming out in August for Marvel. It's like a totally new character. Somebody picks up the Dark... I don't even understand Darkhawk. I've never liked Darkhawk. I think he's a stupid character. I think he's the dumbest looking character I've ever seen in Marvel Comics.
I wonder what he's getting.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. Has he got a Dark... He sucks?
Oh, yeah, you know what? He does.
Bride didn't even pull a toy out. It was a comic.
Yeah, it was Darkhawk number 25 with some red foil. I was digging through my comics. I'm just like, this is a stupid thing. I'm going to just pull this aside. I don't know why I own this.
And you must not like Darkhawk very much, Bri. You don't have a toy of him.
I don't, no. Yeah, that's the only character I don't. True.
Guess who?
Yeah.
Guess what somebody's getting for Christmas?
Yeah, for Christmas. I just thought of that, too. Yeah. You're getting two of them. Because you'll get the old one, and then you'll get the new one, because it's like a new Darkhawk, and they've redesigned him a little bit, but he still looks stupid. And that's the end of my news story, because Darkhawk is dumb.
Wow!
Speaking of dark things...
Oh, I have a dark thing to tell you. It's a new cartoon series about a dark thing named Batman! That's right.
That's his name.
There's a new Batman animated series coming to HBO Max. So there were some rumblings a while ago that they were going to try to like bring back like the animated series in some capacity, which, cool, but every time they revisit that, it sort of lessens it a little bit, so maybe don't. Mm-hmm. But there is somebody familiar involved, so this is being executive produced by Bruce Timm, as well as J.J. Abrams and Matt Reeves, who is directing the Batman film called The Batman.
Is J.J. Abrams' son involved?
No.
Good.
Yeah, so it's called Batman Caped Crusader, and I guess Cartoon Network might be involved as well. It's coming to HBO Max and Cartoon Network, and there's not a ton known about it so far, but there's a poster put out from it that looks very Bruce Timmy, but the design of Batman is very, like, Golden Age, like, Bob Kane, Bill Finger style with, like, the ears kind of... And just, looking very, like, Golden Age, kind of, like, gothic-y, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know. So it might lean into that specific early Batman style, which is kind of neat to see. And it could be very cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I think it's probably going to, like, an early days kind of a deal. And I don't think much else has been said. It's just going to be very, like, they said it was going to be thrilling, cinematic, evocative of Batman's noir roots while diving deeper into the psychology of these iconic characters. Which seems like a cool take, aside from the poster just saying Batman Caped Crusader, which was it actually isn't a very Batman the Animated Series style font, so I assume they're gonna probably like skew close to that while not actually being that.
Right.
But no cast has been announced yet.
I don't think you could honestly make a cartoon that like nowadays that is really like that cartoon.
Probably
they have to be like that cartoon had a lot of pauses, and Batman was a much more human sort of character. The current incarnation of Batman, regardless of whether it's animated or live action or whatever, is still very big. It's a lot bigger than the Batman of that show was, at least in the beginning of it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, he got beaten up by rando thugs all the time.
Oh yeah,
he was very
exactly.
Like, he was not like that Batman that can handle anything in the universe. He was very human, so... I mean, hopefully they go back to that with this, because I like that.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Welcome to the warm-up!
All right, this week for the warm-up, we have a MFK.
Oh!
And I got three characters, Mary Fuck Kill, Two-Face, Harvey Dent, and the Judge, who was a third secret personality who showed up in one. What? It was a third personality that Harvey Dent created in one episode of the new Batman Adventures.
Yeah.
He was all in black, and he had like a giant gavel, and he had like the judge's wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, like completely black, and he was just like, you know, this guy that punished villains and even tried to kill Two-Face.
Well, I'll take that one for F, because that just sounds kinky.
Mm.
And I'm down for the Judge kink. Let's go.
You can testify, but you just can't win, because I'm here to tell you guilty as sin. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
I'll marry Harvey, because he's obviously the most stable, and I'll have to kill Two-Face. Well, he's the most stable of these three, and I'll have to kill Two-Face, because he's Two-Face.
Okay, all right. I would say, fuck Two-Face, because you're going to get some weird stuff out of that. also marry Harvey, you know, until he starts wigging out, at which point lure him to the cellar, and kill the judge, because it looked like neither of you even knew who the judge was, so.
Nope.
Hey, we're better off without him.
Hmm. I'm in a tricky position because my instinct says the same as Kyle, but I can't.
You can. There's no rule. We no, make the
I
rules.
No, I can't, though. Because
we make
you
the
can
rules.
Marry the same people.
You gotta
you
give
can
them
bang
something
the
different.
Same people.
We could be in a couple.
Under duress.
A four.
I'm going to, not under duress. That sounds bad. I'm going to F Harvey.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you know what? He's a hardworking DA and,
You want that D in your A.
Wow! Oh my god.
Yeek.
Must I continue? There's no beating that. My
just
god.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Also, the end of the episode?
Also, the beautiful thing is, I'm editing this episode, and I have to leave that in. Because it's too good. So, well played, Kyle. God damn you. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna kill Two-Face because he's a menace. You know, it's gonna be a bad time. And I might marry the judge.
Yeah, marry the judge.
And you know what? It seems like a crazy choice, but you know what? It feels like he's split between Harvey and Two-Face. Maybe the judge is the real path to him finding some stability. Because it's like a third option that maybe has elements of both of them. Because he is a judge, which, you know, a district attorney could become a judge. He's a law person.
Yeah,
but
I
he's
mean,
also
we've
a little,
all watched The Fresh Prince. We know that.
Absolutely. He's a little intense. He's a little extreme, like Two-Face can be. But maybe he can... Maybe this is a way to marry those two sides and make it something, you know, maybe even healthy in time. And maybe that could be his purest self. And maybe that's somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Cue
that's
the wedding music.
It's been a long day, but the death trap's almost ready. Had to lug that giant silver dollar up four flights of stairs. Lousy abandoned courthouse doesn't even have a loading dock. Oh, we're feeling tired. The bat'll be here any minute. I need a good cup of coffee. Good thing I still have Dent's coffee subscription from Rosencrantz Coffee. That'll perk me up before that bat blunders into my trap. Mmm, delicious. Tale of two beans. Ugh, there he is.
Give up, Harvey. You need help. I'm taking you back to Arkham, now!
Forget that, Bat! You're going down tonight! Eat lead!
Now back to the show, brought to you by Rosencrantz Roasting Company! Check out their tasty brews at rnccoffee.ca and get 10% off, yes, 10% off, your order with the promo code ZEROISSUES!
What the f***?
So this week we're talking about Two-Face.
Obviously.
We are. I just want to bring up, I did not know this storyline, but Jeff Johns wrote, it's a Batman Earth One story, it was called. Harvey gets disfigured in front of his sister, Jessica. In some whatever way, and while he's like had just got hurt in whatever way he got hurt, she goes to hug him, presses her face against his, and basically gets kind of duck, and then it comes off like hot pasta sauce, and Harvey basically becomes part of her. He dies right there.
Uh-huh.
And she becomes the Two-Face character of this storyline.
I just can I stop you for a second, cuz
I'm almost there.
I hate it. I know.
Harvey so is much. The other part of her Harvey becomes the other part of her personality because the pasta sauce on her face. And then in the blurb that I read, it said, and he originally Harvey hated Bruce because of his mom's maiden name Arkham. I am shrugging, just for the listeners out there. I'm shrugging because I don't know either.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wait, so like Martha Wayne's maiden name Arkham? Is that what you're?
Arkham is a good name for like an alt porn star.
No, Harvey's mother's.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh,
this is the most Geoff Johns thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's right on it. And it's like, oh yeah, for sure. But sometimes he's just like, what? What?
Well, would you guys like to hear about the new 52 Two-Face?
Yes. Well, so probably not. No. But yes.
So this is a Two-Face who was an attorney and sort of got roped into being an attorney for the Irish mob, and Bruce helped him sort of get out of it by becoming the DA. At which point he prosecuted these Irish mob twin sisters, got them arrested, got them put in jail. One of them committed suicide in jail, and the other one took revenge by killing Harvey's wife and then disfiguring his face. He became Two-Face. He knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman, and then later he kills himself because the new 52. It's great.
The worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That is horrendous. I didn't even know about that. You know how I feel about the new 52? I didn't even know about that. I don't like it.
It's bad. It's bad.
Okay. I have a question to pose you. Out of nowhere. You have to just decide. Maybe we can discuss this further if you choose to. We got Billy Dee Williams. We got Tommy Lee Jones. Oh, wouldn't that be weird if those two combined somehow? No, we can't think about that right now. Those two...
Billy Dee Jones.
No, listen. No, we're not doing this. But this podcast would never do this and never will.
He's the Vegito to Tommy Lee Williams's Gogeta. And as ever, sorry, Merc.
I was like, leave meeting.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Kyle, I love you. You're the best.
Love you too.
Thank you. Those two, let's just put them in some random scenarios and see how that works out. Those two in a knife fight against each other. Who wins?
Billy Dee Williams, what the hell are you talking about?
Every time.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he stabs every time.
He doesn't even need a knife. He just takes his Colt 45, finishes it, smashes the bottle, and then jabs it right in his neck.
Okay, well, that's... unanimous.
He'd be Tommy Lee Jonesing for some more blood.
Wow, that's pretty good. Weirdly enough, I didn't expect Billy Dee to take it so quickly, because the next section, the next round is a Colt 45 drinking contest.
Surprisingly, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. You know, some people have a problem.
That's true. Okay, and the third one I have, the only third one I have, they're in a paddle boat that needs two people. which one of them would turn out to be sort of the captain of that duo who got them to the finish line? Because one of them is like needs to take command in that situation, I think. You can't be in unison unless you're the same person. So one of you has to be calling the shots. Which one of the two is calling the shots?
I think they'd just be going in circles, and it would be Tommy Lee just kicking, and Billy Dee would be like, I don't fucking care.
Billy Dee is paddling backwards sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, whatever, man.
What I'm hearing is that one is struck, so it's a tie. So we don't have a winner between the two. And they come to terms with their differences and become best friends. And then they start a sitcom together, yeah. Where it's just the two of them sharing an apartment. And getting into misadventures.
Yep.
Yes! Yeah.
D and Lee. Lee and D. They're always fighting over which one's first. And the picture is them leaning back to back.
I love it, and I'm glad that this happened.
They're someone the original else, take odd the, couple. Take it. I want to talk about another alternate version of Two-Face. This one appeared in Batman issue 700, where it was peak Morrison. The first thing he did sort of a peekaboo. It's peekaboo Morrison. That's what they call him. Damn it.
threw him off his game. Yep.
The first part of it is like a, you know, sort of younger Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson. The second part is a Dick Grayson as Batman with Damian as Robin. And the third part is Damian as Batman, where he's fighting Two-Face 2, who had kidnapped a bear.
He's got four faces.
He's just got the two faces. He's also got two coins, which he flips at the same time.
He's Two-Face Square.
Because he's got like a second face growing out of the side of his head that also talks.
It's Guado from
Yeah, it's Guado. He's Guado.
Yeah.
It's Peekaboo Morrison. That's it. That's all I had to say about it, was that it was his name was Two-Face 2 and he flipped two coins.
And I hate to jump in already. I know that Merc might have
something else to talk about. No, I've got so much more to talk about when it comes to Two-Face 2.
I got nothing.
Two-Face 2 Furious.
I'm going to come up off that because there have been multiple alternate Two-Faces in history, and a lot of them happened like, you got that too?
I got that too.
Oh my god, we're so in sync. We're like two sides of a coin. Let's talk about them. What do you got to say about notes on a fellow named Wilkins?
You know what? I didn't write their names down. So is that the butler or the
That's
actor?
The butler, baby. That's the butler, baby.
Whose butler is that?
That's Harvey Dent's butler.
That's right. He's an evil Alfred.
Did Bob Kane think that everyone has a butler? Because do I need another reason to hate Bob Kane?
Well, just ask Bob Kane's butler, Bill Finger.
Oh.
Ooh, dip. So yeah, he was Harvey Dent's butler who, What did he do, Kyle? I like teaming up on this.
He did Two-Face related crimes and blamed Harvey Dent for them.
Yep, he used makeup to disguise himself. I guess he looked amazingly like Harvey Dent on one side of his face, I assume, unless he's a brilliant makeup artist. Maybe he's just really good.
I mean, my assumption is that Harvey Dent wanted someone whose face was trustworthy, and who could he trust more than his own face?
I mean, if you're Harvey Dent,
so he scoured the globe.
Yeah, if you're Harvey Dent, that seems like a flawed idea, but all right.
Well, again, it was Bob Kane.
In 1948, in Batman number 50, so that was, like, weirdly early in that thing. Like, I think, like, Two-Face got kind of turned back into Harvey Kent or Dent. I don't know who it was at that point.
Within his third appearance, he was turned back into Harvey Kent at the time. He was Dent afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, because why would you have two characters with the last name Kent?
Mm-hmm.
Comic company.
Because eventually they can be linked and they both have the same mother, Martha.
Martha Arkham?
Yep.
Oh! This is why Stan Lee had alliteration for all of his characters' names, so he wouldn't forget the shit.
There was also the actor who was playing Two-Face in Two-Face, the TV movie, I would assume. And
Lifetime.
It the prop manager who was jealous of him.
Yeah, making time with his Goyle, who was not his Goyle.
Got real acid thrown at his face. Not the prop acid.
Real acid?
They had, like, prop acid, which is supposed to be, like, water splashed in his face. So, literally, he was, like, recreating the scene where Harvey Dent became Two-Face. Mm-hmm. And he took the prop acid for real acid, so... And it was
Nickelodeon's real acid.
Wow, that sucks. That actor's name was Paul Sloan. Paul Sloan. And, so he just believed he was Harvey Dent and just decided, I'm Harvey Dent, and I'm Two-Face, and let's do it. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing.
Do it. Do it.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
There was another one afterwards. It takes two to long afterwards. I don't know what issue that Paul Sloan appeared in, but the third one was a fellow by the name of George Blake, who was just a criminal who also used makeup to pretend to be Two-Face, like Dear Wilkins did, but he put it on the wrong side of his face, he reversed it, and then Batman right away was like, ah, no, this ain't the dude, and caught it, like, Batman looked at him for 1 second and was like, you're another guy in makeup, fuck this shit, punched him out, it was over. This was in Detective Comics number 187 in 1952, and I gotta say, so far it seems like all three of these Two-Face impersonators happened within the span of 5 years?
Well, they wanted to use the character, but they didn't want to undo the Harvey Dent stuff. Where he reformed.
I guess there's some appeal in that. Yeah. But let's not talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about something else. I've got a couple of little things.
Please.
I've got the sort of thing, like, you see a lot in the earlier Batman the Animated Series episodes where, you know, Harvey has the second personality. I don't know if it's dissociative identity disorder or if it's something else, but where he's had this personality for a while. You also see that in The Long Halloween, where it's like, this is something that he's been struggling with for a long time, and it's the acid to the face that just sort of, you know, gives catalyst him the it's the catalyst. Thank you. As opposed to, he was completely fine and totally well adjusted until acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, don't do acid, or you'll fall off a bridge.
Yep.
And
I think it was like, it was post crisis that they had like an annual issue that I think kind of introduced him having like an abusive father and like the whole coin aspect into his childhood. And I own that issue at some point. It's in somewhere in this house. I have no idea where. And I read that when I was quite young, or when it, you know, soon after it came out, it was like a ratty copy that I had for a long time. I don't know how young I was exactly. Don't quote me on this, but yeah, it really left an impact with that character on me, being like, oh wow, this is like a really good villain. And I feel like that, much like, you know, you look at like Mr. Freeze and you see like the animated series added like the whole compelling character stuff, and a lot of this stuff came a lot later into that those characters' history than you might expect.
Well, it's like the early approach to comics where it's like very black and white, very two-dimensional characters, and it's like, here's a bad guy, here's a good guy, and the bad guy does this, bang bang, and then there's not too much to it.
Yeah,
and then you're done and you just like go on to the next one, and don't be that creative with it, but yeah, but they're nonetheless later on where you just kind of create that backstory and make the character compelling. It's the Magneto thing. It's like you make them the hero of their own story, or have like some sort of reason that they became that, or
What's the beauty of comics, really? Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, you have such a strong character like concept and like visual and such an idea that like naturally lends itself to becoming like something far more compelling. But anyway, continue, Kyle.
Yep.
Actually, just the final thing I want to mention is a rebirth thing. So it happened in the last couple of years. It's this story called Deface the Face, which I guess is sort of taken off of Face the Face, which is the thing that you were just talking about, Bri. Where it's a thing where Two-Face goes to Batman and he's like, hey, Harvey Dent killed somebody. And, it's like, hey, like, if Harvey killed somebody, he's supposed to be the good one. What does that make me, sort of thing? I haven't read that, but like that hook there is like, oh, the good guy did the bad thing. But it's, you know, same. It's physical very body. I would love to read that. Yeah. That was the last thing I wanted to mention. It's like, that sounds cool and I want to read it.
Yeah. Well, obviously that character's entire basis of like how he became Two-Face means that there's some darkness in Harvey the whole entire time. But like his split personality depends on maybe that not being the case, and that being like a thing that shakes both Harvey and Two-Face, like being that's very interesting.
And then here come the judge. All right, I think that's it. So who are we? So I'll go first. You're just pointing incoherently. I'll point at both of you. I'll show you real pointing.
Is pointing that incoherent? It seems...
Well, who are you pointing at?
Two of us were pointing, and one was not.
Well, I've got my finger on my nose. Now what do you do? Now I'm
Stop
pointing.
Stop picking your nose,
Cap. I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees, T-H-E-K-Y-L-E-L-E-E-S, on any of your various social medias. I make stuff, and you should look at it with your eyes. Now I point at you.
I go now. I'm Bri. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com, which is coming towards its ending at some point, and I'm very excited about it, and I'm hoping I get on track with the drawing. But read it. I've got about 500-ish pages, and...
That's a big story there.
Almost 500, and I'm not sure where it'll end at, but it's hopefully coming sooner than later. You can also check out my Instagram at BryKotyk if you want to see pictures of my dogs. And you do, because they're great.
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.CA, Merc on Facebook, and Merconaut like astronaut on Instagram. I just finished up, or will be finishing up, my May-long daily drawing thing. It's Mythology May, so I have, like, mythological characters that I've been drawing and kind of doing my own artistic spin on each one of those. That's just for May. That'll be done. But even if it's past May, you can go back and look at the ones I just did. Or go back a little bit further. I've done them like for the past three, four years, something like
that. You can keep going back through Merc's things, and you'll keep seeing more and more really cool art. More and more arts that are cool.
I got it, like, even just this last month of this has been so damn cool just to just see every day. It's been, like, really, really awesome stuff.
Yeah, you've been nailing it.
I tried to up the ante on some of them, and really, because you always, like, you get a couple you focus on, and then the other ones you're like, I just skipped along, but I was like, no, focus. Try to do something cool for each one. So
it definitely comes across. Good. Thanks. Damn work.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. As always, a big thank you to K. Preston Merkley, Ocean City Defender, who did all the music for the episode, all the interstitial stuff and the theme songs and all that stuff. So you can find him under I probably K. Preston Merkley as well, but you can look up Ocean City Defender, not the game, but the musician, and you can find his stuff. Lots of great music.
And thank you also to our wonderful sponsor, Rosencrantz Roasting Co. You can check out their delicious coffee wares at rnccoffee.ca. Is it .ca?
And,
it's .ca.
I think it's .ca.
Merc is nodding.
Yeah.
It's rnccoffee.ca.
And put in the promo code ZEROISSUES to get 10% off of your order. It's, you'd be crazy not to. It's so good.
We'll see you next week. Tell your friends about the show. Or we'll get you. Oh, we'll get you. Should I not have threatened the audience? It's too late. It's too late. You can't edit
these things. It's a tactic we gotta try.
Yeah, you know what? We should.
Hey, did you know that June 1st is, wait, what is the actual holiday called? Christ.
Is it first? Was it first?
I don't know.
Did you know that today is Coin Flip Day?
Coin Flip Day?